Good morning. Hi, everybody. Hi. Come on up, brother. How are you? If you're new this morning, welcome. I am Pastor Angela. Glad you're here. I brought something with me this morning. It's a picture. You're right. Can you tell everybody what's on the picture? What are some of the things you see?
People.
People, children in particular.
A what?
A lamb, yeah, and there's also a kitty. What?
And a lamb.
Yeah, there are words as well. So tell me. You guys are so good. Tell me about the people. What do the people look like?
They look like all kinds of.
They look like kids.
They look like all kinds of different cultures of kids.
Ooh, you're always on top of it. I love it. All kinds of different cultures of kids. So let's see. We have someone who looks like they may be from Latin America, maybe, with the hat and the colored shirt here. This woman, this young woman, is maybe from China or Japan.
Japan.
And how about this young man?
Hawaii.
Maybe Hawaii. Yeah.
Africa.
Or Africa.
Africa.
This young man, I'm not sure either, but maybe Mexico. Yeah. Looks a little like a Californian dude, yeah? True. Yeah, sometimes. Or even someone this morning, early service, said maybe a person from England could be a British person.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. And we have a woman with a headdress on, so perhaps her origin is in the Middle East or Africa somewhere too. But I brought this for us so that we could see all of these wonderful people from all over the world under the same, in the same picture, but more importantly, under the same God. Isn't it amazing to think that all of these people, all of their differences from all over the world, are loved by the same God equally? That God didn't come and say, I love this African person more than I love somebody else from another part of the world. God didn't say that. God says, I love you all. In fact, we heard a prayer this morning from Jesus who prayed that all may be one. And Jesus isn't praying saying, I want them all to be identical, conform and be the same, right? God is saying, I want them all to be one in me so that we all know that we are loved. Not that we're identical, but that we are all cared for and loved equally by God. Because I'm guessing if you looked in the mirror, you would realize you don't look like me, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't look like each other. We are all,
we're all different.
High five. We are all different. And God says that that difference that we have is a wonderful blessing of creation. So thank you for coming up. Let's pray before you head back to your seats. Lord God, we give you thanks and celebrate the differences. We thank you for the love that you give each one of us equally under the umbrella of your love. We pray in thanksgiving for diversity in your creation. And all of God's children said together, Amen. Amen. Thanks for coming on up. You may head back to your seats.